Hi, welcome to What They Want You to Think, a conspiracy theory podcast with your host, Ben James. Today, we will be tackling the topic of Disney. Do they own everything? Are they trying to take over the world? Are they building bases around the world to usher in the apocalypse? I don't know. They're probably just a family-friendly entertainment company. Or at least, that's what they want you to think. Hi everyone, welcome to What They Want You to Think, a conspiracy theory podcast with your host, Ben James. I am Ben James. This is my first solo podcast recording ever, and y'all know it's going to be low quality, and y'all know the first episode is going to be terrible, but we have a big topic to discuss today, and I'm ready to get into it. Okay, so I'm going to lay it out for y'all. I'm talking about the Disney Corporation conspiracy at large. And it is a lot. They own almost everything. I'm convinced they're taking over the world. I'm convinced that they're ushering in the apocalypse and the Antichrist. But that's just me. So let's just get into it. So Disney was founded on October 16th, 1923, by Walt Disney and his brother Roy O. Disney. And they started it as like a cartoon company. Like everyone's seen that Steamboat Willie and Mickey Mouse cartoon. Like that was them. That was the original thing. So they're out here like making cartoons. They're making live action movies. And if y'all look like back at the old like Disney cartoons and Disney movies, they are hella racist. Like that Song of the South movie that you can't find anywhere anymore. That was about like a plantation and about how the slaves were like so happy to live on the plantation and like they had such a good life. But like in actuality, they were slaves and it was terrible. Like fuck Walt Disney. Like Walt Disney was a terrible person. I don't know why everyone like heralds him as a hero. He's not. He's terrible. He's racist. Okay, we got that down. And, like, I'm not here to shit on Disney. Like, if you love going to Disney World and you love watching Disney movies, like, that's your thing. Like, enjoy it. Like, enjoy it for what it is. But, like, Walt Disney, its history, is terrible. Okay, so from, like, the early 20s up until the early 80s, it was just Disney. Like, Disney cartoons and Disney movies. But in the early 80s, they started acquiring everything. They started dipping their toe into Marvel around this time. They were, like, dipping their toe into Star Wars. Like, they were just trying to, like, get as much as they can. And I was on Tumblr the other day, right? And I saw this graph. And it was, like, a Mickey Mouse head. And in the head, it had everything that Disney owns. And, y'all, I was shook. Like, I knew Disney owned Marvel and... what's the other one? Star Wars. They just bought Fox. And I thought that was it. No, y'all. They own everything. Okay, I'm looking at the graph now. And I'm gonna post this on the Twitter. I'll have my personal Twitter and the show Twitter and all that at the end. But I'm looking at the graph now. Okay, they own Marvel. They own Marvel Toys, Production, Television, LLC, Marvel Studios, so like all the Avenger movies, like all that, they own all of that. They own Pixar, but like we knew that. They own Star Wars, so like all the Star Wars toys, all the Star Wars movies, books, comic books, TV shows, like Disney has their hand in that, and they're pulling in all the money. Disney owns the History Channel. Like, you know that channel with American Pickers and Ancient Aliens and all that? Yeah, that's Disney. Lifetime. Like, that channel that has the terrible Lifetime movies about, like, the wife who cheated on the husband, and then the husband was cheating on the wife with the wife's lover, and then the husband kills the wife but then marries the lover. Yeah, Disney is making those movies. And of course, Disney Channel, like, we knew they owned Disney Channel. But they also own ABC. And ABC has the evening news for, like, every city in the country. So Disney is also making the local news. You know what other channels Disney owns? A&E, Crime Investigation, FYI, all the A&E network shows, and Vice. Like, have y'all ever watched, like, anything from Vice? It is the most, like, anti-Disney thing you could think of. Like, it's the furthest thing from Disney's, like, crystal clear, clean image. They own National Geographic. Not only the channel, but the magazine. They own FX. They own Fox. So, like, The Simpsons and Family Guy and all that, that's Disney now. And speaking of Fox, what is the worst news channel ever? Fox News. And guess what? Disney owns that. But they also have, like, a huge stake in CNN. So not only are they controlling the narrative of Fox News, they're also controlling the narrative of CNN. So if Disney can own all of the news corporations, they can control the narrative. Like, are y'all following what I'm saying? It's crazy, right? I know. But, like, stick with me, because it gets so much crazier. Okay, before we get into all that craziness, we can touch on this. Hulu. Like, that streaming service that most people have? Disney owns that. And guess what? Disney is pulling all of their shows and all of their movies off of Hulu. Even though they own Hulu, like, why would they do that? Because Disney is making their own streaming service. So if Disney can take all their, like, intellectual properties and put it on their own streaming service, but still keep Hulu, and you're paying for both, like, Disney's getting double the money. And this chart has so much on it, and it's way too much to go into, so I'm just gonna post it to the Twitter and let y'all do y'all's thing, because if I did everything on this chart, we would literally be here for the next 7 days. Like, it's crazy. But before we go into the next conspiracy about Disney, I just want to share with y'all, like, the non-entertainment businesses that Disney owns. They own GoPro. Like, those cameras that you put on the end of your surfboards to, like, record your vacations and all that, Disney owns that. And guess what? GoPros are always connected to the internet. They also own Sphero, which is, like, a children's engineering toy company, which is pretty cool. I can get behind that. And this last business that they own shook me. Like, why would Disney, like, have any need to own this company? Okay, you ready for the show? TitleMax. The Walt Disney Corporation owns TitleMax. And, like, I don't know if y'all have these, like, where y'all live, but they are on every corner in my city. TitleMax is a title car company that scams poor people out of their money. Basically, if you're in a bind and you need money real quick, instead of selling your car, you sell the paperwork to your car to a company like TitleMax, and they'll give you cash instantly. And then 30 days or 60 days or however long they give you to pay your money back, you take your money back to TitleMax plus interest fees, and then they give you the paperwork to your car. And of course, with the interest fees, you can't pay all that money back, so they take your car. It's a super shady practice that preys on poor people and their need for quick money. It's a terrible thing. But Disney owns it, and Disney's behind it. And I can't say I'm surprised, but are you? Because I was shook when I found out, but I'm not really surprised. Okay, stick with me, y'all, because this is where the podcast gets crazy. And this is where I lay out my overall conspiracy theory. And I don't know if y'all are ready for this. Okay, are y'all ready? Okay, let's go. Basically, my theory is that the Walt Disney Corporation is slowly chipping away at society and buying up all these properties and buying up all these companies and all that so that they can slowly take over the world, usher in the apocalypse, and send the Antichrist. Are y'all still with me? Okay, I just heard like everyone like delete the podcast, like click off all that. Okay, so y'all that are still here. Okay, so let me explain. Like, oh, this is crazy, y'all. The apocalypse, like the end of the world, we know it has to come from like something huge and something big. And from movies and books and all that, we think it's going to be a natural disaster. But I don't think so. I think it's going to come on slowly, and I think we're already in the end times, and I think the apocalypse is already happening. Oh, that was a weird break there. Something's going on with my mic. Let me... Okay, we're back. Okay, so we know from the Bible and the book of Revelations, first off, whoa. Like, if you're ever, like, a little drunk or a little high and you're bored, read the book of Revelations. It will send you on a trip. But we know from the book of Revelations that the apocalypse will be ushered in by the Antichrist, which is basically, like, the devil. Like, you can get it from the name, like, Antichrist, like, against Jesus. But we know that the Antichrist will usher in the apocalypse, and the Bible tells us that the Antichrist is supposed to be loved by everyone, and everyone's going to like him, and like, he's supposed to be a likable guy, and he's supposed to come to power very easily. Who is a likable guy that we all know his name, and, you know, he's been dead for a little bit, but his body's been frozen forever. Like, conspiracy or not, like, we all know his body's been frozen. That's right, Walt Disney. Ugh, y'all, I know how crazy this sounds, but let me explain. Okay, Walt Disney died on December 15th, 1966, of lung cancer. And when he died, like, he had a super secret funeral. Like, no one knew much about his death, but... like, everyone knew that he wasn't ready to die. But, like, who is ready to die, you know? But Walt Disney, he, like, asked his doctors if there was ever going to be a cure for lung cancer. And they were like, well, not now, but maybe in 30 or 40 or 50 years there might be. So Walt Disney had the idea to cryogenically freeze his body when he died, and to be brought back to life later on when a cure was found. Like, this is a conspiracy, but it's, like, a widely known one, and it's kind of one that we've all accepted at this point. Like, most people, if you ask them if they think that Walt Disney's body is frozen somewhere, they're gonna say yes. And this was such a big conspiracy that up until 2013, I believe, every time you Googled Disney frozen, it had something to do with Walt Disney's frozen body. But then Disney got smart and they released a movie called Frozen. So now when you Google Disney frozen, all that shows up is the movie, like the Anna and Elsa and Olaf movie. It doesn't say anything about Walt Disney's frozen body. But if you go into your Google Analytics and you tell them to show you everything before, let's say 2011, it's all articles about Walt Disney's frozen body. And like, I know I sound like a crazy crackhead, and I know I've been pausing a lot, but I'm gonna try to finish out this episode without breaking up any. Like, it's the first episode, like, cut me some slack. Like, it's going to be unlistenable. But I promise it's gonna get better. And plus, I'm getting hella hungry. Like, I know it only says, like, 15 minutes, but I've been recording for, like, an hour and a half. Because I've been editing while I'm recording, which is never a good idea, but you know how it is. Okay, so let's get back into the apocalypse thing. Like, the Walt Disney Corporation, most people love them. Like, everyone loves going to Disney World. Like, everyone loves going to see The Lion King at the theaters, or the Winnie the Pooh remake, or the Aladdin remake. Whichever remake is going on, when you listen to this podcast, like, people are gonna go see it, and they're gonna love it. So, the Walt Disney Corporation makes people feel good. Ooh, y'all, my dog just started barking, and I got real scared. Oh, Disney is at my door. Like, actually, I don't care. Like, Disney, text me the Addy. Like, pull up. I don't care. Like, Disney, I want all the smoke. Like, I'm exposing y'all. Okay, so they're making their live action movies, they're making their animated movies. Like, people love them. People also love going to their parks. Do y'all think it's weird that Disney has parks literally at all the main, like, capitals of the world? They've got one in Orlando, in Hong Kong, in Paris. Like, Disney is planting these bases all over the world. And I believe it's to usher in the apocalypse. Like, do any of us really know what's underneath Disney World? Like, there could be a nuclear reactor. We all know that they're making their own energy. We all know that they have their, like, own form of food and transportation. And, like, they're basically running small cities. Would it be that much of a stretch to think that they could run the world? This is a side note, but, like, look into the Reedy Creek Improvement District. Like, that's like a property in Orlando that Disney owns, and it's basically a Disney territory. Like, it is not owned by the US, it is owned by Disney. Like, if the US wanted to come in and enforce their own laws, they couldn't, because Disney makes the laws in Orlando. Disney makes the laws at Disney World. Disney will soon make the laws of the world. Like, there could be some nuclear warheads underneath Disney World. There could be some laser beams that shoot up into space to bring down, like, a meteor shower. We don't know, but we do know that Disney has bases all over the world in important cities. And if they wanted to, they could probably destroy the world and enact martial law. Okay, let's get back to Walt Disney's frozen body. I know y'all didn't forget about that. Okay, so, like, when you die, your soul goes away, and it goes to heaven or whatever you believe in. But, like, your soul's not coming back. So, if they, like, de-thawed Walt Disney's body and brought him back to life, like, it would just be a shell. Like, it wouldn't have Walt Disney's soul in it. Let's get to the Antichrist part. The Antichrist is going to come from hell, and it's going to need a body to inhabit. So, would it be that much of a stretch to think that the Antichrist would want to inhabit Walt Disney's body? Somebody that, like, has cared for these family corporations that seemingly everyone loves, who has all these bases around the world. Like, Walt Disney, even dead, is a very powerful man, and I believe that the Antichrist is going to inhabit his body. And he can, like, pretend to be Walt Disney, and he can tell everyone that he is Walt Disney. And he can be like, oh, like, when I was dead, I learned all these fun things in heaven. And, like, follow me and let me tell you all about them. I'm gonna start this new religion and we can all follow it. Like, let's all follow Walt Disney. Like, we love him, right? Like, don't lose me on this. Like, I know it sounds crazy, but, like, it's not, like, that hard to believe that Walt Disney is coming back from the dead to be possessed by the Antichrist, to end the world and enact martial law and usher in the apocalypse. Right? Oh, okay, I know that was a crazy conspiracy, but let's recap. Disney owns everything. Disney's founder is dead and frozen somewhere. The Antichrist is going to inhabit Disney's body and usher in the apocalypse. All right, y'all, say it with me. Disney is the devil. Disney is the devil. One more time. Disney is the devil. But you know, that's just a crazy conspiracy. Like, they're probably just an entertainment company and a theme park company, and they're all about family values. Or, at least, that's what they want you to think. Thank y'all so much for listening to the first episode of What They Want You to Think, a conspiracy theory podcast with Ben James. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at WTWYTT. That's the abbreviation for What They Want You to Think. You can follow me personally on Twitter at BenJames11. That's Ben with two N's, James11. I would like to say that all conspiracy theories and opinions or anything like that are not to be taken seriously. Don't come for me, Disney. Like, I know y'all got shooters, but I don't want the smoke. Even though I said I did, like, please don't pull up on me and my family. This is just a fun podcast that I'm hoping to start up. Catch me on Twitter. I would love to talk to y'all. I would love to hear what y'all think. And remember, that's just what they want you to think.